Back with you on The Takeaway post-election edition. I'm Tanzina Vega. Tuesday wasn't just about the candidates and the parties. Voters in 37 states also weighed in on 155 ballot measures. And here on The Takeaway, we've been covering those initiatives, and today we've got the results. In Washington state, despite grave warnings of climate change, voters rejected a proposal to tax carbon emissions. Here's John Ryan, an environmental reporter for KUOW in Seattle.
A disappointing night for climate activists. They were on the losing end of the most expensive ballot measure fight in Washington history. A gusher of money from the oil industry seemed to make the difference. The Carbon Fee Initiative aimed to make Washington the first state in the nation to adopt a carbon tax, or fee, to fight climate change. But voters almost everywhere, except in liberal Seattle, rejected that idea. Climate activists and scientists say time is running out to preserve a livable climate.
Over in Massachusetts, voters delivered a major win for transgender rights, choosing to keep a bill that protects the rights of transgender people in public places. And in Montana, voters chose overwhelmingly to extend funding for public colleges. Kurt Carapeza is managing editor of our partner WGBH's Higher Education Desk, and he'd been following the measure closely.
More than 60% of voters said yes, and about 40% voted no. Since 1948, every 10 years, Montana voters have supported this tax. It provides an annual funding base for the state's public colleges and universities. It's also the only tax of its kind in the country. Supporters of the tax see it as a Montana tradition that keeps higher ed more affordable and accessible for Montana students and families.
Over in Alabama, voters overwhelmingly approved a ballot measure allowing the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public schools. And up north in our 49th state, Alaskans said no to what's known as the Salmon Initiative, a measure over whether to increase regulations for salmon habitats. Here's Elizabeth Harbaugh, our reporter with Alaska Public Media.
By a wide margin, voters in Alaska defeated Ballot Measure 1, commonly known as the Stand for Salmon Initiative. The measure was aimed at increasing protections for salmon habitat in Alaska. It would have significantly toughened the environmental permitting process for mines, dams, and other big projects. Alaska is home to some of the richest wild salmon fisheries in the world. But the initiative faced intense resistance from the oil and mining industries, Alaska Native corporations, and unions.
Voters in Missouri overwhelmingly decided to legalize medical marijuana, joining more than 30 states that have some form of the drug available. Here's St. Louis Public Radio reporter Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri became the latest state on Tuesday to legalize marijuana for medicinal use. They did that by passing a measure known as Amendment 2. Amendment 2 would set up a state regulatory framework that would allow for the cultivation and sale of medical marijuana. A 4% tax on the marijuana would go to run the program and would also go to help veterans. Passage of the initiative comes as many Republicans in the state legislature have become more amenable to medical marijuana.
And in California, San Francisco residents said yes to raising corporate taxes in order to increase funding for homeless services. KQED political reporter Marisa Lagos says homelessness was one of the biggest issues to Bay Area voters.
It's very visible in cities like Oakland and San Francisco. There are tents with people living in them. We've just seen a spike in the sort of, you know, street visibility of homelessness. And then there's, of course, all those invisible homeless people like families who may be living in cars or doubling up on couches. I know that in some schools in San Francisco, there's been a huge problem with school children not having stable places to live. So I think it really has reached a breaking point, and it's something that pretty much everyone is looking for solutions to.
And Louisiana voters overturned a law allowing for split juries to return a guilty verdict. It was a controversial law dated back to the Jim Crow era and was the only one in the U.S. that allowed juries to return murder convictions without a unanimous decision. Coming up, we'll look at one more ballot measure we've covered on the show, this one from Florida.